KFX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your host, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey. Yeah.
Marky.
Yadi 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 yadi.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush.
On air and online.
TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone!
Good morning! Welcome to a brand new week, and it's a wet Monday morning.
Oh, yeah. It started raining, I think, after I got here. It wasn't raining on my way here, but apparently, on your way, you were drenched. Yeah.
Yes, I thought to myself, oh, you know what? It's not so bad. I think I can just go on without an umbrella, because I don't usually have one in my bag.
Yeah.
So I would have to go back up and then go down, and I was like, oh, too lazy. You know what? I'm just gonna go and see what happens. And then, like, about halfway through the journey, I regretted my decision.
So now it's WNW.
Not
Wild and Wicked. Wet na wet.
Indeed, wet na wet. That would be me today. But yes, just Chico and Hazel today on the show. And as always, let's get things started with this.
It's time for the wake-up quiz. The wake-up quiz on TMR.
The wake-up quiz. 5 questions to wake you up. Call us up now. 86319393. If you get 5 for 5 for 5 different days, you'll win a prize. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Excuse me.
Hello, morning.
Good morning. It's Chinito Ken.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Hi, Chinito Ken. Welcome back.
Are you ready for our friends quiz?
Yeah.
No friends questions today. Okay, okay, so, okay. No worries. Okay. You ready? Let's go. True or false? The average human tongue length is 3 inches.
True.
Correct. What band is Chris Martin the frontman of?
Sorry?
What band is Chris Martin the frontman of?
Pass.
What year did Pia Wurtzbach win Miss Universe?
2015.
Correct. Which pop star is the mastermind of the Savage X Fenty show?
Sorry, again.
Which pop star is the mastermind of the Savage X Fenty show?
No idea.
How many is a baker's dozen?
13.
Correct. So you missed the second one. I'll give you another chance. What band is Chris Martin the frontman of?
Chris Martin.
No, nothing.
Oh.
It's Coldplay. And the other one, Savage X Fenty, is
Rihanna.
Rihanna's show. Okay. 3 for 5. Not too bad.
Not too bad. You've done
better. So try again, Chinito Ken. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye. No friends questions today, no dice for Chinito Ken. So there you go. We'll do this again tomorrow morning. The wake-up quiz on The Morning Rush. You snooze,
you lose.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for our top 10 announcement. And we are thanking I'm Jungkook's girl.
Who?
For suggesting it. Ay, nako. Marami mga ka-identify dito.
Okay.
Hashtag signs of burnout.
Ooh.
Diba? At, you know what? At different points in our lives, I think everyone experiences this when you've been doing something for so long, or maybe sometimes it's not even the length of the time that you've been doing it, but more like kunyari sobrang lalang pagod ka na. And yeah, like there are like very identifiable signs.
Di ba pag ano? Pag wala nang ilaw, tapos mainit, wala nang electric fan.
Run out naman yon. Hindi yon burn out. Run out.
Okay, okay.
Ikaw naman eh. Baliktad yung letters nun eh.
Sorry ah. Na-confuse ako eh.
Ma, run out na naman.
Ay.
Nakakainis. Oh, examples. Signs of burnout. Pag Friday, umiiyak ka na. Kasi in 3 days, Monday na ulit.
Hindi mo man lang ma-enjoy Saturday and Sunday.
This is so me. Like when I was a kid, you would see, like we would travel as a family all the time pag yung summer vacation. Tapos makikita nila sa airport or sa plane, nakasimangot na ako. That was my thing, sisimangot. So nakasimangot na ako. Tapos they'll ask me, oh, bakit? Ano nangyari? Kasi papaalis na tayo. Ano ngayon? Di ba ayaw mo bang pumunta? Gusto. O ba't ka nakasimangot? Kasi pag papunta na tayo, edi malapit na rin papauwi na tayo. Even as a kid.
If you are my sibling, ay nako, nabatuka na kita. Alam mo yung, lahat kayo good mood. Lahat kayo excited, do? Tapos biglang may panira.
Oh, as in, like I'm telling you, that was my thing.
Oh my gosh. But it's true though. I mean, as much as I love the weekend, I also feel, but usually that feeling comes to me on a Saturday. Like Saturday night. Knowing that,
acceptable pa yun eh. Or actually, the most acceptable one is Sunday.
Sunday, yeah, Sunday.
Kasi nga, oy, the next day, Monday na. Tapos maaalala mo, Sunday lang.
Yeah.
Ako meron talaga ako, like, on a Friday, I'm like, yay, 2 more days. Tapos bilang, Saturday, oh, edi Sunday na bukas. Oh, edi wala na. Tapos Sunday, parang, wala na. I don't even want to think about it.
See, that's why you need to change that attitude.
I know. I've been trying to change it for the past how many years?
Because no matter how you look at it, Monday will come.
I know. But, and it's usually like, pag nandiyan naman na yung Monday, like it doesn't feel extra bad. You know, it's just a mind thing.
Yeah.
Like it's never as bad naman as you expect.
I agree.
It's just the whole dreading. It becomes a monster, eh. We turned it into a monster.
Yeah.
We turned it into a, like, a boogeyman. Na, andyan na Monday. Wala ka, sige ka.
But with the days going by like a blur,
yeah,
it almost doesn't make a difference anymore. Because I feel like, yeah, it's Monday today, but in the blink of an eye, it's going to be Friday again.
And that,
it's crazy.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter.
Diba they say nga kasi the older you get, the faster the days seem to come.
True. So, and then plus the ano rin kasi, the pandemic.
Yeah, that too.
Parang, because there really isn't a lot happening, a lot going on.
Yeah.
Parang wala ka nung concept of like, kasi walang events.
Walang activities.
Christmas,
we're so limited.
Walang New Year. Walang,
yeah.
Parang, you know what I mean? Like, so I guess it's a blur because every day looks like each other.
That's
each day
true.
Looks like the other one. Now, and then another example, signs of burnout. Pagdating mo sa office, when somebody says, good morning, you answer, just morning.
Nothing good?
Oo, huwag mong lagyan ng good kasi I disagree.
Grabe naman. Alam mo yung mga ganyan yung nakakainis na kasama sa work kasi nakakadamay.
Nakakadamay, actually.
And sometimes you're fine, you're completely okay, but then when you talk to people like that, you can't help it. They affect your mood.
Actually, at saka sometimes, like, you know how like you all probably have the same kinds of complaint? Whatever your work is, whether you work corporate, creative, whatever. I'm sure naman marami talaga kayong pare-parehong reklamo. It's just that when there's this one or two people who always bring it up. Kasi sometimes it's like, okay, sige, these are legitimate complaints. But there's a time and place to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to bring it up, bring it up. But to constantly gripe about it over and over again, for me, it's like, what's the point? Either we bring it up to management and tell them what our complaints are, or can somebody please tell you to shut up?
That's true. It's completely pointless. And you're just like, you're not doing yourself any favors.
Yeah.
Kasi ikaw din yung affected. And your office mates. But most of all, you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It can't be good.
Kasi parang yun nga, like, bring it up. And if nothing happens, maybe it's time to look for another job.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can't stay in that headspace forever.
Right. And another one, signs of burnout. When somebody says, oh, sweldo ngayon, which is a good thing, right? You answer, oh, you mean yung bayad kapalit ng buhay at kaluluwa ko?
At least may bayad.
At least may kapalit.
At least may kapalit.
Yeah.
Diba? I mean, kung nanonood ka ng Squid Game, you know how important money is, okay? And how bad some people have it.
I had to tell Baby Will, can you please remind me never to gamble? Like the moment, like pag nagaya ako mag-casino, can you just like please remind me, Squid Game?
Diba?
Like never even get into gambling, any form.
Or don't borrow money from loan sharks. Ugh.
And another example, signs of burnout, when your boss tells you to do something, you absent-mindedly answer, yes, master. I mean, yes, boss. Yes, boss.
Slave.
Slave yarn. Yes, master.
Oh, baka mag-iba yung relationship nyo nung boss mo, ha? Pag ganyan.
Parang iba na ngayon. Hindi naman in the Hazel kind
baka
of
baka maging
way.
Fun bigla yung replace. Ay!
And one last example, signs of burnout. When you go to work and you don't see an office, what you see is a prison, cells with bars, jail wardens, and miserable inmates.
Oh my God. That would be so awful.
That would be awful.
I don't know. Especially, I guess, for some workplaces na hindi ka makalabas.
Yeah.
And those, I can imagine feeling that way if you work at a factory.
Yeah.
Or something na very industrial, tas nando kayo sa loob.
Uh-oh.
And you're trapped and you have no view of the outside world. It might feel like that.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not so much the visuals, but more like how it makes you feel. Lalo na you really hate what you're doing, but you have no choice because you have to put bread on the table.
Yeah.
Then I guess it colors how you look at the office physically.
You know, I wonder if there are some workplaces that don't allow employees to go out for lunch. Or like on their breaks. Kasi diba, like in school. I remember in school, you're not allowed to leave the premises.
Yeah.
Like even if it's your break, your lunch break, your recess, you can't leave. Like the guards literally won't allow you to step out of the school.
What I do remember was in Baby Whale's, condo. Like there's a building right in front. Tapos, so you see the offices, right? There's this one floor where it's usually closed. Tapos, like, there was this a couple of times that the blinds were up. So, it's an office. It was a regular office. Pero I swear, the moment they see that somebody from the opposite building sees them, they do this weird, like, oh, crap, somebody saw us, and then puts down the blinds.
That's so sus.
It's so
sus. What do they do?
I'll tell you off-air.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you off-air. Like, usually the others are like, yeah, it's an office, so yeah. Like, parang tayo, diba? If we find out there are people looking inside, like, what are you gonna see? Nothing. You're just gonna see us working.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Parang they kind of
and it's
freak
always
out
closed
a little.
That. They kind of freak out a little.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yep. Only one floor. The other floors are like no problem. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you what
intriguing.
It is. I will tell you. But there you go. The top 10 signs of burnout. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag signs of burnout in all your tweets.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1 time for some tea. Anderson Cooper is not passing along his wealth.
Ooh.
The 54-year-old CNN anchor confirmed that he will not leave an inheritance for one-year-old son Wyatt in an interview recently, a podcast interview. He explained, "I don't know what I'll have. I'm not that interested in money, but I don't intend to have some sort of pot of gold for my son. I'll go with what my parents said. College will be paid for, and then you gotta get on it." He previously revealed that his mother, the late Gloria Vanderbilt, also left no inheritance. "My mom's made clear to me that there's no trust fund, there's none of that," he said in an interview many years ago. And, yeah, so...
I was going to say, because I knew this for a fact, that even early on in his career, he did say it, that I may be, you know, I may have the Vanderbilt blood in my veins, but I'm not getting a single penny out of it.
I don't know how I feel about this this kind of thinking.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate the sentiment because you want your child to be able to fend for themselves, right? But at the same time, why do you have all that money then? Like, what is all that money for if not to help your kids? I don't know, have it
siguro,
easier in the world.
Siguro help. Kasi nga siguro parang ang ano nila is, especially if you hobnob with a rich and famous, you probably see how awful they can turn out if they're spoon-fed everything. Kasi ang hirap nung, what is enough? You know, it's like, do you give them, what, $1 million? $2 million? $10 million? $20? So it's kind of like, it's either you give them whatever they want, or it's like, look, make your own fortune.
I mean, look,
but you're not going to have a difficult life. We're going to give you, let you go through college. We're going to, like, but you can't, like, run to us every time you need money. You have,
like,
to earn it.
Look at Tori Spelling. You know, her dad had all the money in the world, and she's literally, like, having a hard time now because she has so many kids. She doesn't have a lot of money. She doesn't have a lot of projects anymore. You know what I mean? Like, she literally has to get help from her mom.
Siguro if they're struggling, I kind of get it. Like, kung nakita mo naman na natuto silang gets.
Pero isn't that the root of the struggle? Because you're used to a certain kind of lifestyle growing up. It's not like, you know, they're gonna be deprived of, like, a lot of things.
See,
right?
That's what I'm thinking. Baka nga parang that's what they're trying to avoid. Because I think a lot of them get into that pitfall because they're not used to it. They're not used to hustling.
Mm.
Yung, there's always the, eh, andyan naman si mommy, andyan naman si daddy. So I guess if from the start, you make it clear, that's why a lot of them, diba, even, oh my gosh, why do I keep forgetting her name? The gorgeous girl who bakes desserts and, like, cooks. Italian girl.
Nigella.
Often? Nigella. So, even her, like, she and her husband, like, they're filthy rich, but they've also said that they're not going to let the kids get the money, you know? They're not getting anything.
Wait.
Siguro from the start, if ganon na you kind of grow up na that you're like, we have to work for this. We're not getting anything from mom and dad.
So, if you were a parent, would you go do the same thing?
I don't know. Probably not, because I'm a spoiler, but but I do kind of get the logic out of it, and I have seen rich kids talagang like no.
Oh yeah.
No.
I mean,
like not everyone kasi will be able to, like, if you get all of, because we're not saying that if you give them everything automatic they'll be horrible people or they won't be able to fend for themselves, but it is the majority.
I think there has to be a healthy medium here, because it can't be like, no, you better suffer and work like for every penny when they don't have to because you have so much money, right?
Right.
You can't be like that naman, because your kids will resent you. Like, if I were the kid, I would resent you, because I would think, why are you keeping all the money to yourself?
Well,
do you not love me?
Well, not necessarily. Kasi parang, tinan mo naman sila Anderson Cooper. I mean, I think they kind of get it then. Maybe at first, you'll find it Pero I think if you understand where it's coming from, like if Anderson resented not getting a penny from Gloria Vanderbilt, would he do this to his own child? So I guess it's a recipe that he believes works.
Well, let's hope the child ends up as successful as Anderson Cooper, because it's not a foolproof plan either.
Kasi siguro, ang point is not so much that they'll be successful if you withhold the money, but that they just don't grow up entitled and soft and weak, because they always feel like, makakabalik, makakasandal naman ako sa fortune ng parents ko eh. I think it's just that. You can actually be just steady lang. Ako nga feeling ko, parang tell them they're not getting anything, but actually leave them stuff.
Just give, parang condition their minds.
Condition their minds.
They have to work hard.
That's probably what I would do. Like, I would probably tell my kids, you're not getting anything, but actually leave them a lot.
Yeah, I just feel like that will affect your relationship.
Probably,
as parent and child. And especially when they're growing up na.
Or
kasi
you,
as a kid, you don't mind it because you don't know, you don't really understand.
Yeah, yeah. Pero alam mo yun, like ako ah, because I'm not saying I'll do it.
I'm just
playing devil's advocate. I'm just thinking that's probably also one of those, siguro ang sakit-sakit for them, for the parent, but for the sake of their children, because they don't want, they've probably seen their peers grow up rotten. So parang, sige, hate me na lang, but you need to do this. You need to be able to do this for yourself.
But Dad, where's my money? Do I have to join Squid Game? Why can't you just give me money?
Yan ang ina-avoid nila. Yung ganyan. Lumaking ganyan ang mga anak nila.
Ano ba naman yung ma-check out ko yung mga in-add to cart ko? Para yun na maliit na bagay.
Yan.
No, but I feel like if they deserve to be rewarded, like if they do well in school, if they don't really break the rules, you should, you know.
No, because I think they do. But gifts.
Well, gifts. I hope.
Alam mo yung parang, no, I'm pretty sure they do. I'm pretty sure they do. Like, kunyari nga, like, they'll take them on trips, sagot nilang lahat. If you want to buy something, they'll probably buy it. I don't know. I don't know how it works. Siguro per rich parent, iba yung rules.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they would give you gifts. But remember, gifts is different from like, whenever I need something, I have this bottomless pit of cash that I can just dip into. See, I mean, you it really screws up the way you look at the world and life. And you don't feel like you're in any danger at any point in your life. And I kind of believe that's not healthy too.
Yeah,
you kind
I guess.
Of have to have that, crap, if I don't work my butt off, I could become like, you know, I could be like out on the streets with nowhere to live kind of deal. I think it's healthy to have that kind of fear. Not too much, but also not too little.
Depende nga rin siguro pati sa anak yan.
Depende rin sa
feeling
anak.
Ko kasi ako, kung ako yung anak ha, sinasabi ko lang, I would be able to do fantastic things with the money that will be handed to me. Like, I will make even more money.
Ako kasi feeling ko, the reason you're very independent now is because you weren't, feeling ko kunyari ganun, parang anak ka ni Gloria Vanderbilt. Mm-mm. Iilag na lang ako.
What?
I have a feeling you'll be the spoiledest little princess.
I don't know.
Kaya feeling ko the reason matinu-tinu kang lumabas, eh kasi nga, you don't get everything that you want. Can you imagine if, I think all of us, if we were able to do whatever we want knowing there's billions of dollars.
There are no consequences.
Name, we would be so much worse people.
No, I promise I'll be good.
Tell that to Jeff.
Daddy J.
Tell that to Jeff.
I promise I'm gonna be good. But anyway, that's
or
the
bad,
tea.
Depending on
whatever
what
you
want.
Pwede naman ako mag-adjust. Madali akong kausap. But that's the tea. Let us know what you think.
How do you feel?
Like where you stand on this. Go ahead, tweet us at RX931 with the hashtag tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee?
Tea over coffee.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thanking I'm Jungkook's girl for suggesting it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And here we go. We've got our top 10 hashtag signs of burnout. Let's start off at number 10, coming from Camilo. The first thing you feel upon waking up every single weekday is fatigue.
Parang hindi ka nagpahinga.
Yung parang, hindi ba dapat pagkagising mo, you feel refreshed? But when you feel tired, the moment you wake up, there is something wrong. Either physically or... Like, I'm so curious kasi Cher actually suffered from this. Yung chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yeah.
I'm so curious. And then there's a show on Netflix now that actually, it's a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Parang it chronicles her life dealing with chronic fatigue syndrome.
Usually, di ba pag may chronic fatigue, there is an underlying condition.
There, I think so. Pero it's always, and I remember like Googling it, but medyo nalito ko, hindi siya ganun ka easy to understand like what causes it.
Yeah.
And the symptoms. And then yung cover art nung documentary, it's her husband like carrying her on his back, like a piggyback.
Huh?
Oh, apparently parang ganun. So I guess like you get so fatigued that you can't even walk.
You can't even walk.
Basta parang ganun. Tapos if I'm not mistaken, Cher had a bout with
this.
Oh,
wow.
Kasi sa kanya ko, if I'm not mistaken, I'm sorry, maybe I remember differently. But alam ko sa celebrity ko first na dinig yun.
Yung chronic fatigue.
Yung chronic fatigue.
But couldn't...
Syndrome, which is different from fatigue, ha? Na napagod ka kasi.
Oh, yeah.
Oo.
Ito yung parang hindi nawawala.
Parang,
kaya
oo.
Chronic.
Parang...
It could be a manifestation of a mental disorder also,
something
right?
Something like that?
Sometimes.
Oh. I mean,
I'm sure there are physical conditions that result in that. But I think... Pwede rin siyang mental eh.
Probably.
Kasi diba, you know how a lot of people, when they're depressed, they really...
It's exhausting.
Can't do anything.
Yes. Because, tsaka alam mo yung literally, wala kang ginawa, pero
yeah.
Pagod na pagod ka.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Kasi sometimes like, you know, sometimes we experience it.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi naman tuloy-tuloy, pero you kind of get it and you're puzzled. Na, I was in bed the whole day, why do I feel spent?
Yeah.
Completely spent. And you're like, something's... Maybe I'm not in a good place. Maybe I'm thinking... Hindi mo alam yung brain mo pala is working overtime.
Mm.
That's why you're exhausted?
Yeah. Could be the chemical imbalance in your brain.
And number 9, coming from Hey Twinks. This is a common thing that I've actually heard a lot of people unhappy with their jobs. Yung the only thing na pumipigil sa'yo mag-resign immediately... Thinking of your 13th month this coming December.
Waiting for your bonus.
Yung parang, that's a windfall and, you know, let me just wait for it. And then maybe after that, I can seriously consider resigning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I guess it's very practical. I mean, unless you have like a blow up with your boss or something like that. Something dramatic like that.
Yeah.
Parang, yeah, most... people probably would be in no rush to just up and leave.
Yeah. Ano lang kasi talaga, yun nga, yung when you're thinking of that big wad of cash that will be in your hands by December. Parang tinan ko muna, hawakan ko muna, baka naman I'll feel differently about my work once I have my 13th month pay with me.
I wonder if most companies split it in half.
The way we do.
The way we do. Or
some don't.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Some they give it like buo. So can you imagine like for that month, parang you feel like doble yung sweldo mo.
Oh, yeah.
In 1 month. Tapos kung may bonus pa. So.
Oh, I remember the good old days.
Right. Kasi like pandemic years, like I think the only ones who've gotten bonuses were the industries that were like bulletproof, COVID proof.
Yeah.
Like telcos. Alcohol brands.
For sure.
You gets kasi yun yung mga hindi kayo affected. In fact, you flourished.
Baka nag-boom pa yung
business.
Yeah, business.
Diba?
Yeah.
And number 8, coming from Christer Salvador, joyful eyes turn into eye rolls kapag nakakakita ka ng work or anything that reminds you of work.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Like for us, for example, no matter how tired I get, I don't feel that way as soon as I step in the booth, soon as I'm in front of the computer, in front of the console, in front of the mic.
Eh, like, kasi naman, parang, you know, you get this burst of sunshine when you see me. Diba? So,
I didn't say that. I specifically left that part out.
So, para alam mo, kahit yung wala kang tulog kasi nanood ka ng Squid Game buong gabi, yung parang suddenly you feel energized.
Ang naalala ko, sinabi ko, in front of the computer, in front of the mic, in front of the console.
Alam mo yung, ang gagawin mo, you'll bury your head in the computer screen na dati nakatakip sa mukha. Dati kasi FYI, the computer was like literally in between us.
Yes.
So kung ayaw ako makita ni Hazel, all she has to do is like bury her head
exactly,
you know, in front of the screen.
No, but it, diba?
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you love what you do, no matter how tired you are, you forget about it. You still
True.
Feel that joy, diba?
At saka yung, at the very least kasi, diba sometimes kasi, you have ups and downs. Pero what's important is that you have your ups.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi meron talagang time in your work life na you will get into a stretch where like, gusto ko na mag-resign.
Fine. When you don't like your partner.
Yan, mga ganyan. Pero diba, pero sana it's a stretch.
Yeah.
And then you bounce back. And then you're like, oh, you know what? I was just going through something at that time. But now, I love what I do. You know, and I like what I do. So, gets. Parang
exactly.
Sana man lang merong balance. Kasi if it's always one, that might be a little difficult to sustain because ang bigat nun dalhin.
Oh, you might be in the wrong place.
Right?
Mm-mm.
And number 7 from Juice Blank, when your job feels like a ton of lead on your chest as you wake up from bed.
Yikes.
Alam mo yung may literal mabigat sa dibdib mo when you wake up.
That's not good.
That's
actually very scary. Isn't that a sign of like a heart attack?
Yeah.
But that's the number one thing they say when you feel like there's pressure on your chest, like in the middle of your chest.
Yeah. So that can't be good.
That can't be good.
That cannot be good.
It's like either a heart attack or a nightmare.
Yeah.
Diba kaya, yun yung bangungot eh.
Bangungot.
Diba? Or like, yeah, baka may evil spirit na naka-upo
siya. Ano parang bila tayo naging ganun? Ano nangyari? And number 6, coming from Rudes Antonio, coffee time becomes your rant time.
Huh?
Alam mo yung, yun, like we were saying earlier, with what should have been a break, in your time to chill and relax.
Mm.
Yun yung parang nandun kayo sa water cooler na imbis na chismis or what you watched over the weekend, it's always like, ano ba itong trabaho natin? Yung laging complaint,
parang
laging...
may namumuong union habang nagkakape kayo.
Parang ganun.
That's all good.
And number 5 from the Super Malas Guy, pipindot ka pa lang ng up button sa elevator, nasa-stress ka na.
Well, syempre pandemic, so medyo nasa-stress ka because you don't wanna touch the buttons, but that's yeah. about it.
Yeah.
Pero kung alam mo yun, kung...
Hindi, what's waiting for you upstairs?
Oh, well, that's another story.
Number 4 from Arch Aguilar, when you can't even relax on the weekend because you're using the weekend to catch up with school. Ito yung mga nag-school and nag-work.
Ooh,
that I, you know what? Hats off to people who do that. I can't even imagine. Like
yeah.
for me, school was enough. Work is enough. I tried doing it. Did you know that? I actually enrolled while I was already in RX.
For like your master's?
Not for my master's. Like to become a vet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
and
I was already doing the morning rush.
Wow.
And
How long did you last?
One semester.
Oof.
Because I realized it's like, alam mo yung parang hirap na hirap ka dun sa mga chemical bonds sa eskwela. Tapos bilang pagdating mo dito, may hosting ka for like an RX party. Yung parang, I felt like the two worlds were colliding. It's not so much that I was exhausted or super pagod. It's more like, nawi-weirdohan ako na parang, why do I feel like I'm shuttling between two worlds?
I can imagine, because I did that as well. And I have to tell you, my academics suffered immensely when I started working.
Yeah, it was so weird. But I really wanted to do it, sana. I really wanted, because it turns out, if I'm already a graduate, you skip all the other parts. Yung mga basics.
You go straight to...
You go straight to that difficult subject.
Okay.
So parang, I don't have to take up that many units
yeah.
to actually graduate from veterinary medicine. Kaya lang, parang...
But mas intense. Kasi...
Mas intense.
Yeah.
Plus, the thing that stopped me was, I won't get to do all of my subjects in Diliman. I have to go to Los Baños after a while.
Oh, not Manila?
Not Manila. Parang merong subjects na kailangan dun mo kunin.
Oh my God.
So I just do like the other stuff like chemistry, blah. So I have to go to... They don't offer it in Diliman.
So you just decided to forget about it after that?
Yeah, I just
that
didn't
semester?
Enroll again. Because, you know, I couldn't. So kudos if you can do two things. And number three from Venom Morales. Pagpanay ang tingin mo sa calendar kung kailan yung susunod na holiday. Oh, but we do this all the time. Yung next long. Well, we don't get to enjoy it because we don't have holidays. But if we did, I'd probably do that all the time.
And kind of to plan your like vacations and your long weekend, yung mga ganun. Parang, because usually you do that when you plan your vacations with another person who works like a regular job na may holiday sila. Kasi sila yung parang, oh, okay, since it's a holiday,
let's
you
go
don't
somewhere.
Have work, I'll just go on leave. We can do that. So, I used to look at it a lot before.
And number two from Nero, nung may bagong employee, akala niya 10 years ka na sa work, when in fact, 1 year ka pala.
mukhang pang 10 years ka
mukhang
na.
Mukhang hirap ka na sa buhay.
That's so bad.
Oh, sad naman.
That is so bad.
And the top, signs of burnout comes from Maxim De Winter.
Maxim De Winter says,
kakadilat pa lang ng mga mata mo sa umaga. And the first thought sa isip mo, gusto ko nang umuwi.
Hindi ka pa bumabangon.
Hindi ka pa bumabangon. You're still in bed.
But do you ever get that when you're in bed, tapos yung nagising ka na, sobrang sarap nung pakiramdam.
Oh, yeah.
Like you don't want to get up. Like you feel it's the perfect temperature.
Yeah.
You're in the perfect position.
Pero to be fair, my experience though, ang talagang ganyan ko, yung unang higa ko at night, more than the waking up. Like, I always get that. Like, I start moaning sensuously. Like, alam mo yung like, after you take a bath, take off your contacts, tapos nakapajama ka na, tapos yung unang lapat ng back mo on the bed, yung parang like, Tapos you feel like you're literally melting into your cushion. Into your mattress.
Tapos kunyari, bagong palit yung sheets.
Oh my, I swear. So, more than the waking up and feeling all snuggly, it's really the unang higa.
For me, it's the waking up.
Oh, really?
Most of the time. Because for me, yung unang higa, it's usually too cold.
Oh no.
Or it's
no, not at all.
And you know how I have a hard time sleeping immediately upon lying down in bed. So, ang ano ko is, yun, yung pag kung kailan nadilat na ako, parang,
I'm the complete opposite. Like, Baby Well has told me na nakita na niya several times yung paghiga ko na, oh my gosh, I'm like, literally instant yung pagka...
Which is probably why you're the kind na as soon as you open your eyes in the morning,
you're ready
to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the kind who can go back to sleep over and over again.
I do that in the weekend, but I start getting headaches na after a while.
Actually, that's what happened to me Saturday.
Like if I force my... And Sunday. Force, kaya ko. I can probably fall asleep again. Pero mga the second or third time that I wake up, yeah, nah, throbbing headache. I hate that. So I'd rather just be like, okay, time to get up.
Let's go.
But there you go. The top 10 signs of burnout. Tell us all about it. You know, we'll be your like on-air therapist. Tell us all your signs and send them over Twitter. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag signs of burnout in all your tweets.
And now, it's the moment.
Chico Misterioso is back again.
Hello, mga kabibrations.
No! Not again! Oh, God. What? Okay, Chico Misterioso is ready to vibe with you again.
To vibe with you.
So, we have a couple of dreams, but we're going to start with just one. We'll do the other one later. Okay. So, we're going to start with this one sent in by Queen?
Or Kun?
Kun,
Queen,
Quinn.
Keen, Queen.
Or Q. Let's just go with Q.
Okay.
Excuse me. Alam mo yung sakto. Pag-gasp mo for air, pumasok.
Gusto ko yung nas naka Facebook live tayo. Pinatay mo yung video, tas umubo ka.
No, because when I left, I inhaled air. I went straight to my chest. Okay. Anyway, let's do that again. For Chico Misterioso, I have this recurring dream where I am outside and badly need to use a public restroom. The only available restroom, of course, happens to be a really dirty one.
Okay.
There are multiple cubicles, but all are dirty. As in, I wouldn't use them in real life dirty. I end up still using one of the cubicles in my dream. And then I wake up. Mind you, I'm very particular with bathroom cleanliness. And if I'm out, I try not to use a public restroom if I can hold it in. This dream, as I said, is a recurring one. The venue just changes. And the degree of dirt varies. So there.
Okay.
What could it mean this to dream of that?
Very interesting because obviously, you know, the dirty bathroom is like the pinnacle of something that you do not want to do. So if in your dream there are so many cubicles but all of them are dirty and you really need to go and you had no choice but to use it, I'm focusing on that. The whole you have no choice. So maybe there is something in your real life which you feel your hand is forced to do, mm-hmm. or to accept something that you super do not want to. Maybe it's a situation, maybe it's a person, maybe it's a job, maybe it's a task. I don't know what it is, but it's something that you super don't want to do, but you feel like you have no choice but to do it. Kaya it manifests in your dream as your worst fear, which is a dirty bathroom.
Mm.
And diba, when nature calls, you have to answer. It's not like you're going to have a choice when you gotta go, right? Like, tinamo ko, nag-offer ako na 1,000 to this random house on my way home because I knew I wasn't going to make it. So, you know, desperation, I think. So, there is a desperation about this situation, whatever it is, because I don't know what it is, but you feel like you have no choice but to do something you do not want to do. So that's because I always like use what do you feel while you're in the dream, and that's probably what you feel in real life. So
okay.
In this case, desperation.
Okay, so checking out the internet for what it means to dream of a public toilet and a dirty one.
Yeah.
In a dream, a public toilet is considered a favorable symbol.
Oh.
A harbinger of satisfying basic needs. At the same time, interpreting what the restroom means in a dream, you gotta take into account the intimate specifics of the dream. First of all, the meaning of the dream concerns those who have something to hide in reality. Okay, so according to another website dreaming about being in a public bathroom. Let's go with that first.
Okay.
If you dreamed about being in a public bathroom full of people, such a dream might signify being frustrated due to lack of privacy. Maybe you always tend to put others ahead of your own needs and you don't have enough space of your own. Sometimes this dream signifies difficulties in letting go of some emotions. Now, to dream about a dirty bathroom, according to this, if you saw a dirty bathroom in your dream, such a dream might signify repressing a lot of negative emotions. It might also indicate being in contact with a lot of negative and toxic people and being surrounded by negative energy.
Oh, see, I would go more for that. Because I'm thinking, because like a dirty bathroom is something that we all don't like, right?
Yeah.
But some people, more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's your thing, like me.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
such
me
a germaphobe.
Too.
So, feeling ko, lahat naman tayo nayayakihan, di ba? Pag dirty yung bathroom. Pero I think more people are affected by it than others.
Yeah.
And I think our dream sender is one of them. Kasi talagang super picky daw niya, di ba?
Uh-huh.
Like even, it doesn't have to be just semi-clean. It has to be completely clean.
And like, she'll hold it in if she can.
If she can. And ako, ganun, like, sometimes my choice of malls are the malls that have
pay bathrooms. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather pay than use a dirty
bathroom.
It has
to be a lounge. Like, I really find it so difficult to go to like a public
mm-hmm.
bathroom. But I also agree with, pag meron kang nire-repress, kasi, di ba, that's how it feels like if you have to go and you're keeping it in.
Pinipigil mo lumabas eh.
And then sometimes that's how emotions are.
True.
Like we try to keep in an emotion. Like kunyari, may sama ako ng loob sa'yo. But I don't want to say it because I don't want trouble or for whatever reason. So I try to hold it in and holding it in feels like holding in your pee or number two.
You know, you hold it in to avoid a mess.
Exactly.
To avoid making a mess of the situation. And maybe that mess is like symbolized by the dirty bathroom.
Pwede rin yun. So pwede rin our dream senders wants to say something to someone but feels like it's going to be a mess if she does. So
but
she's trying to keep it in but
it's only a matter of time.
Pero feeling niya parang medyo no choice na siya.
Oh, oh.
Kailangan na niyang gawin.
Baka masyado ng toxic.
Oh, oh. Ah!
So there.
Love it.
That's the interpretation for you, Queen or Q. We're just gonna call you Q.
Q na lang.
Because you don't know how to pronounce that name. But that's it for Chico Misterioso for now. We'll have another round later on. And if you guys want to send in your dreams for us to interpret, you can do that. Email us, rx931tmr@gmail.com.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thanking I'm Jungkook's girl for suggesting it. Let's start off with number 10. Abby CJ. Signs of burnout. Yung pagsasagot ka ng mobile phone mo, imbis na hello, ang masasabi mo, name of company, how may I help you?
Like your personal phone.
Your personal phone, like literally. Although, ano ha, like sometimes it's more of like muscle memory. Because I remember there would be times when, lalo na pag, like, nung uso pa yung landline, when somebody would call the landline at home, kasi diba dito sa booth, we have a landline then.
Yeah.
So, that's how I would always answer. It would always say, RX, hello. Laging RX, hello. So, sometimes, pag nasa house ako and then the landline rings, that's how I answer the phone. At home.
RX, hello.
I go, RX, hello. Tapos yung tumatawag yung parang, ay, sorry. And I'm like, sorry. Sino po sila? Yung gano'n, I have to like, stop them from putting the phone down.
Oh my God.
They think they dialed the wrong number. Pero
wow.
Sometimes it's more of muscle memory naman more than anything.
True. Yeah, especially when you pick up the phone all the time, multiple times in a day.
Yeah.
And can you imagine if that was your actual job?
Right.
Like, for example, if you were someone's secretary or the receptionist
right.
and you pick up the phone
right.
all the
right.
time, all day.
Tapos laging ganun yung opening mo. Diba yung name of company, how may I help you?
Yeah.
There's a tendency for you to like do it all the time, even with the personal calls.
Or like if you're a call center person, I guess.
All right.
Diba?
Because I remember pa before, diba pag meron tayong contest, yung caller number 12 gets to win the premier ticket.
So you pick it up like
so paulit
12 times.
RX Low, you're call number 1. RX Low, you're call number 2. Tas sobrang na-ingrained na dun sa brain
yeah.
mo. That you're supposed to say RX hello.
Did you ever really say caller number 12?
Oh, I always did. I always really like counted.
Wow.
Yeah, I always counted. Hello, ako pa. I'm such a stickler for these things. Number 9 from Christopher Salvador. Kapag madalas na ang papitsa sa office, that's your sign na marami nang nababurn out. Hindi lang ikaw. Parang it's the office's way of like, teka, mukhang pagod na tong mga to. Halika, let's give them a little breather and
let's bribe them with pizza.
Yeah, let's just make them feel like we care.
Yeah.
I mean, whether they do or they don't, doesn't matter. But, you know, like, it's always a welcome thing. Na parang, oh, at least it's a free snack.
That's true. Or minsan, baka yun na yung padespedida. Kaya marami nang nagpapapizza kasi maraming umaalis.
Okay, pwede
that's
rin.
Also, that's possible,
that's
right?
That's possible. Number 8. Coming from the super malas guy, kapag na-realize mo, ginawa mo ng mouse yung monay na baon mo kasi naka-autopilot ka na. like you're dragging your monay on your mouse pad and you're like, why isn't it working?
I guess they're similarly shaped.
I guess.
A little bit. But we never got to try that kind of monay because what we tried was like yung parang loaf.
But which is weird, because was it monay? How come they, like people were saying it was putok?
No, so, that was monay. We tried monay.
So monay. So we never had putok.
But it was we did the day before.
See, that's what I mean. Didn't we have? I thought we had the day before. The one that we didn't do for taste test.
Yung yes.
Kinala
ni
Mark. It was Spanish bread. I thought, and monay. So it was putok pala.
Ay, hindi ko sure. I didn't eat it kasi I only had the Spanish bread.
Yun nga eh, remember?
I don't remember.
Because Rica said it was monay. But then some people were saying we had putok. I mean, not we didn't have putok.
Dio, gusto niya.
That sounded so bad. Kung merong mag-snippet nun. Oh, people were saying we had putok.
Hindi. I'm not. You know what?
Pakinggan.
You know what?
Did it have a cross on top?
I think meron.
Oh, then that was putok.
I think no. And Mark specifically told me that he was bringing Spanish bread and putok.
Ah, okay. Because what confused me, because Rica said monay kasi. She said it was monay.
Oh.
So apparently it was putok. Okay.
I think so.
Hoy, wag niyong ikakat yung people were saying we had putok, ha? I mean, that's like...
Kayo lang,
ha? Grabe kayo. And number 6, coming from Archer Aguilar. Oh, 7, sorry. From Maxim the Winter, signs of burnout. Common na sa'yo yung nagtatrabaho habang lumuluha.
Well, it's true, ha? Talagang maraming naiiyak sa workload, sa stress.
Sa stress.
Sa deadline. Uh-oh. And knowing that you're gonna get in trouble. Yan yung mga naluluha na yun.
Sometimes kasi I feel like... Okay, like for example, like in Survivor, there's this task na ang hirap-hirap gawin. Tapos, akala mo na tapos mo na. And then when you're already doing the next phase, biglang sasabihin sa'yo, no, you have to do it all over again because there's something that you didn't, that you failed to do.
Ooh.
Yun yung part na nakakaiyak. Like, the work itself probably isn't so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, for example, the closest that I could think of that happens to me all the time, if I'm at home, because we live in a house, but we also have a condo, right?
Yeah.
Alam mo yung nag-drive ka na from the house, you park your car, you go upstairs, tapos pagdating mo sa front of your door, you realize you left your keys at home.
Oh no.
Yung hindi naman siya mahirap gawin to go back home and get it, but it's the whole like, are you kidding me? Like I have to go back downstairs again and then go back home and then get it and then do it all over again. Yun yung medyo nakakaiyak na part. So I can imagine at work, union situation that I would feel like I would probably break out in tears.
So it's never happened to you? Has work ever made you cry?
No, not necessarily, but... Not really. But I'm thinking, pag may ganon, yung you have to do it all over again, yun yung nakakapagod for me. Kasi sometimes, the actual pagod is not so bad, it's the thought of it.
Yeah.
Na tinapos mo na siya, tas kailangan mo siyang gawin all over again.
That, I get it.
That is just like, I don't know, I can't imagine.
But you're right, the work itself has never made me cry.
Yeah.
But I have cried at work. For other reasons.
Oh, see, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Number 6 from Archa Aguilar. Signs of burnout, feeling mo nasa movie ka. Which movie? 12 Years a Slave.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's so dark.
That is like a difficult movie to watch.
I know. It's really...
It was so difficult for me to sit through.
Oh, wow. Alam mo yung parang ang bigat-bigat nung feeling
sobra.
After.
Sobra. Number 5 from It's Me, Anne. Signs of burnout. When having a fever actually makes you happier because at least you can file for a sick leave and not work.
Mahirap yan ngayon.
Well, pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
Because post, I don't think that's fun.
Yeah, having a fever would mean getting swabbed, getting a test, a negative
getting
test.
Getting a test.
Before they allow you back.
Yes. Even if it was actually just a fever.
Ooh, I heard from someone, like a friend of mine, na parang some workplaces na kahit hindi nga fever eh. Kunyari, you missed work for one reason or another. I'd like something else, like a different sickness. You would still need a negative swab.
Even if it's not one of the symptoms
of
COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Apparently. Oh, basta nag-absent ka, parang, you know, before you come back, you better show us your COVID test.
Number 4 from Juice Blank, signs of burnout, the walk from the office entrance to your table or cubicle makes you feel like you're doing a death march. Alam niyo, parang to your death. Medyo ganun yung level ng dread.
Well,
of sitting in your cubicle.
Maybe you should dress up to the nines just to make it a good walk at least. Alam mo yon, medyo rumampa ka before you
or at least makes you feel
there.
Good about yourself.
Oh, at least yung on the way man lang to that area, masaya.
And from Rudes Antonio at number 3, signs of burnout, magka-countdown ka na agad. Pagdating mo pa lang sa office ng 8 a.m., meron ka ng, okay, 8 a.m., 9 hours to go, uwi na.
But that actually, doesn't that make time go, like, longer?
Slower. I used to do this, not at work, but in school. Like, I remember, and certain subjects that I really... And not so much the difficult subjects, ha.
Mm.
Alam mo yung subjects na I just find super boring?
Yeah.
Not necessarily the ones I was struggling with, but more like, ang tagal pa, ilang minutes pa. And I would count talaga every, I think, 15 minutes.
Mm.
I'd say, okay, 15 minutes down. Okay, 30 minutes.
It's the same thing
okay,
when you're
45 minutes.
Cooking
ganon.
Or you're baking.
Yeah.
Tapos may time na, you know, you have to let it sit for like 30 minutes. Alam mo yung tingin ka ng tingin, ano ba, wala pa ba?
Yeah. And I don't know if the teacher notices it because there's usually a clock, right, in all the classrooms. I would, like, really look at it incessantly just to check if we're almost done.
Yeah, that won't help you. I think just focus on whatever you're doing. That's better. Or makapagchikahan ka na lang. Kasi pag ganun,
I remember
you don't
those,
even notice
I,
the time.
I still remember the subjects.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like it was torture. And again, it's not because I was struggling with the subject. Mas hindi pa nga ako bored pag mahirap yung subject. Kasi, right?
You're trying to focus.
Right?
Uh-oh.
It's more of the boring ones. Or yung mga teachers na may, like their voices tend to drone on and on.
Yung mga monotonous,
yung
monotonous palalo magsalita.
Oh my gosh, I cannot. Like, it's torture for me.
Yeah, ang hirap talaga to keep yourself awake.
Number 2 from Camilo, signs of burnout. Boss mo na mismo ang nagsasabi sa'yo na pwede off mo na lang yung video mo pag nag-meeting tayo. Di ba usually bosses want the video on
yeah.
para nakikita nila if you're paying attention or not,
uh-huh.
right? Lahat required except ikaw. Kasi
oh
daw, nakaka-apekto ka ng moral. yung itsura mo kasi, parang haggard na haggard, pagod na pagod.
Nakita mo yung mga ano ngayon, yung mga style nung, yung the mannequin head that they put in front of the camera.
But I think it only works for like really big Zoom meetings.
Siguro, if more than 30 participants, I'm guessing. Kasi medyo maliliit na yung
boxes.
The boxes. But if you're less than 10, parang medyo obvious.
Yeah. And the top, signs of burnout, comes from Nero.
Nero says,
yung buntong hininga mo, rinig na hanggang kabilang office. Alam mo yung mga parang galing kaibuturan ng kaluluwa mo na
parang you're gonna turn into a zombie,
right?
Pag exhale
like,
mo
yung sobrang di ba, there are certain, sometimes you don't even realize you're doing it and then you make a sigh that people tend to go like, hello? Saan galing yun? Di ba? Yung parang it's
like a groan.
It's almost like a groan.
It's almost like a groan. Yeah.
So, there you go, the top 10 signs of burnout. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag signs of burnout in all your tweets.
Dear TMR.
Monster RX 93.1, time for Dear TMR. We have another letter from our email.
Okay.
rx931tmr@gmail.com. Hi, please keep me anonymous. Okay, so no name for this one. Good morning, Chico, Hazel, Rika, and Marky. As of writing, I'm currently listening to your podcast as I wait for my turn to register. I just want to say, like Comelec, as in register to vote. I just want to say that I'm thankful for the show, especially your podcast, for keeping me company, bringing in wise thoughts, opinions, and most importantly, the laughs. Since I can't listen to you guys during the morning, my nights became livelier because of you. I'm more of a night owl, greatly influenced by my work. I'm an architect. Anyway, I am a 27-year-old guy, and I just came to know about you last 2019.
Oh, wow.
Since then, there isn't a day I haven't listened to your podcast, be it on the road, while driving, waiting in lines, like right now, or while I design my client's house. Oh, you're there, being nasty, shady, horny, and thirsty, and I love it. I think it was December 2019, and you were talking about the naughtiest things you did that year. Can't remember the exact title, and I thought about the entries and your comments as, is this even allowed? How is this even on radio? Hazel and Rika's careless side comments, which I 85% get, and Marquis' no-holds-barred opinions, I was hooked in an instant. Curiosity came in and listened to the 2018 episodes with Chico, Rika, and Gino and had a realization that, okay, this show started to become nasty when Hazel came to the room.
I agree. We were so, like,
excuse me. This is
morally
a lie.
Upright.
This is a lie.
Before Hazel came along.
And then all caps, joke. Haha. But well, yeah. Oh, by the way, I just want to share with you my most memorable TMR moments. One, Chico's made up song, Susuungin Ko Ang Ocean. I can still remember. Anita na na. Susuungin ko ang ocean. Number two, Marquis susunod.
Yes.
Hazel.
Yes.
In which I spilled my coffee from my mouth, by the way.
Okay.
Three, Rika's parking lot escapade. Four, Hazel's parade that shrimp. Five, Hazel's ninja moves her teacher at camp. Please verify. And Rika's concerns about the teacher. Well, yeah, I made sure to sleep beside my teacher crush when we went camping. But, you know, obviously, it was pretty boring. It was uneventful, let's just put it that way. And six, Hazel sneaky moments, sneaking in the teacher's room to get her phone, just because. Well, yeah, that happened. I could write so much more, But my bat's running out. Anyway, these moments may not mean so much to you, but it does to me. It made me happy and laugh, especially those times when I was cramming to finish my project deadlines. I'm currently running my architectural firm that I established last Feb 2020.
Wow.
And yes, by March, the world shut down. Which is hella hard to accept. But here we are, thriving. And TBH, you contribute to my calm at most times. Those late night work stress, designing, you are my companions, and I thank you for that. I hope to hear more of your stories, opinions, thoughts, and everything in between until I reach 37. And Chico still will be 36. Stay safe, guys, and where can I send you my dreams? Maybe you'd like to hear it. Best regards, same, Architect D.
Same place that you sent this in.
Which one?
Like, but not the you're to send in the dream.
Yeah. You
wherever
can email
you sent
us.
This.
Yeah. Wow, what a nice letter.
Thank you.
We've been getting a lot of those, actually.
I like that.
I mean,
thank
I
you.
Love. Ewan ko, disagree ako dun sa it became nasty when I...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Ang tatanungin niyo ako kasi ako yung nandun sa before at dun sa after, di ba? Dati parang very morally upright, very...
I used to listen and I disagree.
Tapos dumating si Hazel, tapos parang wala na.
Eh, ang tag, when dumating si Marky.
Eh, parang ano na talaga yun.
Ano?
Sad-sad kung sad-sad. On the moral spectrum.
Parang ano eh, no? The tiniest bit. Gone.
Ganon.
But yeah, thank you so much to you, Mr.
Thank
Architect,
you.
For sending
you,
us that wonderful Dear TMR letter. And if you guys would like to send us some love, actually, you can send in anything, be it a question,
actually,
if you want our honest opinion on anything.
On yeah.
Or if you just, you know, want to send us some love like that, go ahead and email us rx931tmr@gmail.com.
Dear TMR.
It's the moment that TMR fans have been waiting for. It's Chico Misterioso.
Monster RX 93.1. Time to interpret another dream. Chico Misterioso, it's your time to shine.
Yes, let's do it.
And we've got this one sent in by Carmela.
Okay.
So Carmela emailed us, I think, again, rx931tmr@gmail.com. So here goes Carmela's dream. I have this dream, or I had this dream before. In my dream, I received a bouquet of roses, and I was so happy when I received it. When I was about to check the card in the bouquet, my best friend suddenly showed up, and when I looked at the flowers, it turned into black, and thousands of spiders came out from the flowers to the point that it almost covered the whole room.
Oh, wow. Okay. How do we unpack this? Okay, so usually when you receive a bouquet of roses, it's usually for something that's very happy, right? Like whether it's you received an award, somebody is courting you, it's a source of celebration. Now, in your dream, somebody who is supposed to be very close to you comes in, and then suddenly the flowers are black and spiders start coming out of it. So I'm thinking, let's not be unfair to your best friend. Baka naman hindi siya mismo. But maybe the best friend or somebody or something that stands for something that's very close to you, something you hold dear, is actually spoiling or tainting something that is good. Parang for example, ganito, an example lang to ha. Kunyari, you are experiencing success, but then a friend or a family member comes along and alam mo yung not happy for you or sabotaging that success. Something like that. Or another version of it would be maybe you're getting into a relationship, tapos meron kang family member or friend na sinisiraan yung somebody yung bago mong boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Like, something that's supposed to be close to you, something that is supposed to be good to you, is spoiling another thing that's good for you.
No.
Gets? So, ang hirap kasi we don't know what these things stand for. Maybe it is your best friend. Maybe you feel like your best friend is acting a little shady.
Yeah.
Sabotaging something that's good for you.
Uh-oh.
Pero pwede rin kasing symbol lang siya for something else. So, like I said, we don't wanna ruin things between you and your best friend. Pwede rin kasing symbol lang siya for, I don't know, a family member. Maybe your work.
Yeah.
Maybe your work is sabotaging your love life, or your love life is sabotaging your work, your career. It could be anything, actually. But you have to try to find out what it is that is being spoiled by something else.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's how I see it.
Okay, well, let's look for the popular interpretation.
Okay.
Of dreaming about receiving flowers from someone.
Okay.
So if you dreamed of receiving a bouquet of flowers from someone, such a dream is actually a good sign. It often symbolizes someone's admiration and appreciation towards you, usually because of something you did. For unmarried women, dreaming such a dream could symbolize having a lot of suitors.
Mm.
So there's one. However, the multiple spiders part, that's not very good.
Okay.
You know, the flowers part, that's good. But the multiple spiders part, okay, if you have a dream about a large number of spiders, it can signify that you are overcome with fear and feeling overwhelmed with your current situation in life. It could also be a sign of enemies or adversities lurking upon you. The dream about a lot of spiders means evil or impending danger. It is symbolic of deceit and confusion going around you. Seeing so many creepy insects in dreams can make you emotionally overwhelmed, but it's still a reminder to just stay poised and develop appropriate strategies to overcome lies and deceit and reduce negative influences in your life.
Ah, it's pretty consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alam mo yung parang be careful about someone or something that you trust. Kasi best friend mo eh.
Yeah.
So, pwedeng it's something na you put your guard down. But be careful kasi they could spoil, or at least you feel that they could spoil. Because remember, the dream is coming from you.
Yeah.
So, ikaw pa rin yan. So, possibly you are very suspicious of somebody that you used to be very close to or are close to.
Or maybe you need to be a little more suspicious.
Or maybe you need to be more
suspicious. You're too trusting.
Pwede rin.
So, baka, ang interpretation ko is maybe when someone tries to get on your good side by giving you compliments or by sweet talking you or by giving you gifts and stuff, you tend to trust immediately.
Yes.
Maybe you should reconsider.
Yeah.
Just be a little more guarded, I guess. Pwede rin yung suitors yung ano eh. Diba?
Totoo yan.
Pwede rin dun sa suitors connected na parang one of them could be a little sus.
Oh yan, tatlo na yan ha. You have the one from the internet, you have from Chico Misterioso, and from Hazel Chismosa.
Yun kasi yung chismis eh.
Oh, diba?
Ko, pwedeng
at
yun
least,
daw.
At least, ang dami mo ng choices, diba?
True. So let us know what's going on with you and whether
give us
or
an
not,
update if you can.
Yeah, it applies to you, any of the interpretations we gave you. But there you go. That's it for Chico Misterioso this Monday on The Morning Rush.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and we've got our top 10 for today. Of course, we are live on Facebook.
Yes, we are. Join us, facebook.com/RX931, Twitch TV and YouTube live. We are with Team Bahay.
Hello, Team Bahay.
Today, oh my gosh, that earthquake. I woke up.
Oh my gosh.
I was awake.
And I couldn't sleep. I was scared. And I passed out. Late ako nagising. But you know what? We're here now.
Yeah. Eh, tanong mo si Chico kung na-feel niya yung umuuga. during the earthquake.
Ayun nga. Diba, hindi ko nga na-feel. I was asleep.
Alam mo, ang sabi niya kanina, na-feel ko before yung earthquake.
No. Joke lang.
Yun yung sinabi niya kanina.
Grabe. Chismosa.
Kailangan i-share ko, di ba? Alam nga namang ako lang yung may information na ganun.
Okay, fine. Mm. So, here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of I'm Jungkook's girl. Hashtag signs of burnout. Okay. So, everybody suffers from this. Okay, there's no shame. Let's start off at number 10 from Tom Ambard. Signs of burnout. Even when you do a good job and you receive a compliment about it, you don't seem to be happy. Because for you, tinatawid mo na lang talaga ang bawat araw.
Parang no amount of praise will make you happy about what you're doing.
That whole concept of tinatawid, like you literally just want to get through it. Like, you know, get to the other side of that bridge. That's all you want.
Pag ganun, parang naka-autopilot ka na eh.
Yeah.
Wala ka nang... your work is uninspired.
That is true.
Mm-mm.
Tsaka ano na talaga?
That's the thing. Then why continue? Why continue doing what you've been doing every day when
true.
It's not going to be as good as it was before?
Yep. Like, you don't even care.
And that's... It's parang you lose the love for what you're doing.
Yep. Yep.
Actually, you know what? There's a time in the past where I actually suffered burnout enough for me to just quit.
Yeah.
It was for triathlon. I used to be a triathlete and I just couldn't. It was one of those things where I couldn't wake up every morning and work out every single day and do exactly those things like for 3 consecutive times during the day. It was just too much for me. So yun, out.
That's all.
And then I never went back.
Mm-hmm. And
it happens.
Number 9 from Rudes Antonio. Signs of burnout when your source of income, when your source of living is also killing you at the same time.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh my gosh. Diba very ano? Angelina Jolie's tattoo. What nourishes you kills you.
Yeah. Destroys you or something? Or kills you?
Parang ganun. Basta something like that. Yung parang what nourishes you is also what destroys you.
Yeah.
So like, wow. I'm like, grabe yung...
I mean, TBH, there are jobs that are more unhealthy than others. Like for example, if you're on night shift or graveyard shift.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tapos wala kang sunlight. Alam mo yun?
Hindi, pero ano eh. Sige, si Marky tanongin natin. Marky, ikaw, anong... Kasi diba, when you're on a graveyard shift, medyo that's not very healthy. Ano naman ang masasabi mo dun sa morning shift ka naman, pero hindi ka natutulog kasi tinapos mo yung Squid Game. O, ano masasabi mo?
Yan ba nagkara sa iyo?
Hindi sa akin. Nakatulog ako.
I hate you.
Tapos 8:30 pa lang, may nagsasabi ng antok na antok na.
Ang hapi na ng mata ko.
Ang hapi na ng mata ko.
So is that why Rica didn't come in today?
Hindi, wala talaga si Rica.
Wala talaga siya ng Monday.
No, but...
Meron pumasok na basang-basa sa ulan.
Alam mo, feeling ko...
Tapos hindi pa natutulog.
Part yun ng poor decision-making ko this morning. Yung fact na wala akong tulog. Kasi... This morning, Marky, I came in and I was like drenched. Kasi umulan siya. Eh, umuulan na siya actually when I was on my way out. But then I was too lazy to go back up and to get my umbrella. Eh, wala akong payong. So in my head, di naman malakas. Sige, I will just go na lang. My God. As in, basang-basa.
It got worse?
Yeah. Well, not really. But alam mo yung parang it was consistent the whole way through. And it wasn't as mahina as I thought. So, by the time I got to Strata, basang-basa na talaga ako.
So, puyat na siya, basa pa siya. Yan!
Ganda!
Yan ang nakukuha mo. Yeah.
Kaka-squid game mo yan.
Kaka-squid game mo yan.
Oh, ayan. I finished it though. Wet si Hazel. Oh,
oh kaya. Ay, really? Lang wet.
Hindi
wet
na ngayon.
Na wet.
Dry na ako ngayon wet kasi na-air ko na na ako.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Yeah, you watch your health, huh? Kasi, di ba,
is
it true that when you get, when you walk in rain, you can possibly get sick? Or is that just old wives?
Yeah, there's no scientific explanation to it, but a lot of people still believe it, especially sa Chinese medicine kasi. Merong concept nung pinasok ng lamig. Mm. Eastern medicine has that, ano eh, yung pag pinasok ka ng lamig, you will get sick. But of course, from the Western point of view, there's no such thing, right?
So, yeah.
Depende lang sa paniniwala.
I'm just a little scared because it can't be a good combination. The no sleep / naligo sa ulan.
Kasi ano? Kasi ang tanong ko lang dyan, yung naligo sa ulan, di ba hindi mo namang kasalanan yun?
Mm.
Eh, yung no sleep, kaninong kasalanan?
Eh, di kaya no. kay Manong... Kay Sweet
Gihun.
Game. Oo, kay Gihun.
Si Manong Slater Young.
Diba?
Ang kamukha, ay, oo nga, no? Pero parang kamukha niya rin si, ano, sino yung sinabi ko? Ano nga yung
sinabi? Si Lito Pimentel.
Si Lito Pimentel.
Alam mo no, mga...
But it was good, no? Squid Game was
so good.
Oh my
God, yeah. Like, super good. I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it a lot.
And number 8 from Green Andrew, signs of burnout, laka ng pake. So, anong mali magawa mo sa work. So, if you go like, ano, I made a mistake, sige, fire me na lang.
Ay.
Yung nasa ganong ano ka na.
Ready
nasa
to ganung, go ka na pag ready ganun. To go.
Number 7 from Jan to Awesome, dati, kilala ka bilang si Joy. Ngayon, ang tawag sa'yo sa office, either sadness or anger.
Ay, nagpalit na yung personality mo dahil sa burnout.
Oo. Oh, oh.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Oo nga.
Or disgust.
Sama pa natin yon.
Buti na lang sa atin, consistent. Walang joy. Diba remember when diba we assigned characters?
Si Rika, oh gosh, sadness. Wala. Si Rika, sadness. Si Hazel, disgust.
Ugh.
Si Marky, anger. Ako, fear.
Oh, sino si Joy?
Wala. Ay, yun, yung batang katabi ni Hazel sa booth.
Wow! Hindi. Feeling ko ano, collectively, tayo yung joy.
Pag pinagsama-sama mo, joy tayo. And number six, from the Super Malas Guy, kung may translator yung utak ko, ang message niya, sorry, the brain you are trying to reach is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
Ay. Ginkgo biloba lang ang katapat niya.
Oo. Robust.
Ano yung ano? Parang hindi yata sa brain yun, no?
Sa brain yun?
Ewan ko lang,
ha? Hindi ba sa brain yun? Ano ba yun? Di ba parang vitamins?
Wrong head.
Parang vitamins yata.
I don't know.
Okay, sige.
Pero parang...
Parang no?
Parang iba. Parang guys, para saan yun? Yung sinabi ni Chico.
Hindi ko alam.
Alam ano ko yung ano yun? Bakopa Maniera, yung Ginkgo Biloba, yun. Mm. Pero yung sinabi mo, parang ibang body part ata.
Hindi ko rin alam. Hindi ko rin. Parang nababasa ko lang sa mga billboard yun.
Hindi yung pala tikman?
Hindi. Sus, hindi ko kailangan yun.
Wow.
Oo, Memo Plus Gold, kailangan ko.
Pero yun, hindi ko kailangan. But you know what? Like, if you take something like that, those enhancements, sometimes, like, you'll get immune.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you keep taking it over and over again, or you take it once and you're not used to it, like, you miss the feeling. Your body misses the feeling, so it doesn't work the same way.
Parang sabi nila, di ba? Like, for example, laxatives, di ba? So, if you take laxatives all the time, there's a tendency for your digestive system to not work anymore.
Yeah.
If you don't take your laxatives, so parang you have a tendency to be constipated, which is like what you were trying to fight in the first place by taking the laxatives, di ba? So, anything naman, they say don't. But it lagging with moderation.
Right.
Don't overdo it for whatever it is.
I mean, I wouldn't even try to take anything, but I'm not opposed to my partner taking something every now and then.
Especially at that age, yeah.
Kung ka-age niya si Player One, di ba?
Player One!
Na sinasabi ni 7070 kung type ko daw ba.
Ay, na.
Batukan kaya kita.
Yun din ang tanong ko sa kanya.
Pagpupuhuling ko kay ni Chico.
Kaninong umaga. Yan din ang unang-una kong tinanong sa kanya kung type ko si Player
Magbiro
One.
Magbiro ka na sa lasing.
Hindi, hindi.
Huwag lang sa walang yung tulog.
Hindi pa nag-rhyme.
Hindi. Yung mga ano, yung mga Hazel, pili ka, VIPs.
Dapat
wala
ano ka,
namang mukha eh.
Dapat ano ka, dapat nagra-rhyme. Magbiro ka na sa...
Lasing.
Hindi eh, walang tulog eh.
Huwag lang sa hindi gumising kasi hindi natulog.
Oo, sige, sabagay. Pwede rin, pwede rin. And number 5 from Juice Blank, signs of burnout. Generally, you just don't feel happiness the way you did 2 to 4 months before. You know, even when you're technically happy, let's say something good happened, parang iba na yung, parang bitin. You don't feel the same kind of happiness. Number 4 from Archer Aguilar, signs of burnout. Continually filling my wallet while emptying my soul.
Ooh. Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
I don't know about emptying my soul, but
pero wallet mo naman, pakapal ng pakapal.
And number 3 from Diabolik. True story, madalas akong mag-overbreak during lunchtime that once I had to be coached. Hindi na naulit kasi nag-resign na ako kinabukasan.
Oof.
So apparently, some corporations, no? Some, lalo na yung mga corporate talaga na settings, meron silang quote-unquote coaching. Yung parang pag, if you seem to be...
Underperforming?
Underperforming, or parang meron kang behavioral problems. Parang version ng guidance.
Mentoring, parang ganun.
Oo, parang kumbaga sa school.
Mentorship?
Kumbaga sa guidance counselor sa school, sa work. You have a mentor.
Meron din talaga nun.
Oo, may coach ka parang to help you out. Ganun.
Alam mo, hate na hate ko yan sa school before. Yung peer tutoring.
Oh.
Kasi we used to do that. So, we'd be partnered with someone from a different section. And then we're supposed to like...
section.
Yeah, we're supposed to help them bring up their grades. And I'm like, why is that my problem? Sorry, I mean, why don't you study? Maybe your grades will go up, right?
That's
you
true.
Didn't get extra credit.
No, it was like, parang ano, parang, you know, do the Lord's work and, you know, help people who are in need. I mean, it's fine, I guess. But then when you think about, like, the time it takes away from you that you could be doing something else. And, you know, as a student, you're obviously very busy with your extracurriculars, your academics, and everything else. Medyo nakakainis din siya. And especially if the person you're tutoring isn't that interested. And usually they're not. That's why they have bad grades.
Most likely they're not. No?
Yeah, because they don't want to learn, right? So it's like, it's a lose-lose situation.
Alam mo, medyo nalito lang ako. Okay, because Marky always... has a fan who joins us, si Tetet.
Mm.
So, usually, pag ano, mag-good morning si Tetet na, good morning, Marky. So, si, ano, si Krister, sabi, Marky, ayan na Tetet mo. Ang basa ko, malaki na ang Tetet mo.
Ang layo naman nung ayan na sa malaki na.
Kasi Marky eh, Marky sa looks like malaki. Tinan mo, pag biglang tingin.
Wala siya.
So, akala ko baka naging giant si Tetet. Oo, so.
Hello, Tetet.
Hi, Tetet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. And number 2 from Low-Key Fangirl, signs of burnout. Yung kahit magreklamo, wala ko ng energy going.
Parang ano ka na lang.
Alam mo yung...
resign.
Kahit nga yung complaining na lang, hindi mo na magawa.
Pag ganun, completely checked out ka na.
Yep. And the top signs of burnout comes from Hey Twinks.
Hey Twinks says,
signs of burnout, when you feel like you need a 6-month break twice.
So the whole year off? Well, why not? Some companies allow like sabbaticals, right?
Yeah, mag-sabbatical ka na. Pero yun nga, ang ano ko lang parang, don't you have the danger of like,
Getting replaced. Feeling ko some companies allow it and most probably don't.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a maternity leave or something to that effect.
Kasi it's different eh. Ang maternity kasi talagang very specific.
But yung, when you think about it, when you think about it, how is that different when, you know, okay, fine, you don't have a baby. But what if you never have a child? You never get that, you know?
Well, yeah, that's true.
That lengthy leave?
Oh.
As a single
person? Really a leave because you're gonna have to take care of the kid. And I think that's...
Pagod ka rin eh.
Sometimes harder.
But that's not always the case. Because there are some who take... I know personally of people who would take that option even if meron namang nag-aalaga pa rin dun sa baby who, like, who helps them out.
Oh, that's true.
It's just, you know, because they have that option. They're like, you know what? I might as well.
I think that's why it's mostly the case in the States or in the foreign countries where they don't really have nannies or they don't really have yayas to take care of the kids.
Right.
So it's mostly for like, yeah, countries that don't necessarily require that. We don't have assistance.
I feel like
they do it all themselves.
Baka pwede na if you're not gonna use your maternity leave, you can have a sabbatical.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe, right?
Tsaka,
maybe.
Yeah, diba
maybe
ang, ano,
do that.
Tsaka diba ang sabbatical, alam ko parang open-ended siya. Parang, like, it's not a specific, like, okay, I'm going on a sabbatical for like 2 months. Alam ko parang usually yun yung mga mahaba talaga. Yung mga tipong 1 year.
Yeah.
And usually the sabbaticals are for like if you're going to do your master's. Usually ganun yan eh, for that. So, yeah.
See, look, Erwin says some requires a certain amount of years bago mag-sabbatical.
Yeah, of course.
So you need to be there for a long time.
10 years.
So you can't just be there for like a week and then decide, sabbatical, hey, I want a sabbatical.
Duk-dukin kita.
Pero pag naka-sabbatical ka naman, you're not getting paid.
No, you're
diba?
Not.
Diba? Unlike like a maternity leave na paid yun. Kasi legally, ano, kailangan bayaran ka.
Okay. So, there you go. We've got our top 10 signs of burnout. We have one more batch. But we will be playing a couple of songs in the RX booth. But of course, we will stay on Facebook Live.
We'll see you there. Facebook.com/RX931.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And we are still live on Facebook with our team Bahay. And, oh my gosh, can I just say, JJDD, is there a show now? Why The Last Man? It's one of my all-time favorite, like comic books. Ever.
What's JJDD?
Well, JJDD is on our comment section. And sabi, okay. Chico, watch Why The Last Man, which is a comic book series. And it's amazing. Amazing. One of my all-time favorite. Oh.
I need to get Hulu.
Mula Apari?
Hanggang Hulu. Ay, nako.
Tumaki. Ha? Mula Apari hanggang Hulu?
Yeah. You can watch it, Chico.
Oh my gosh. Okay. But that is something. Because I don't know how they can translate that to like live action. Unless it's like Invincible, which is also a comic book, but it's animated. So that's easier because it's animation.
Ooh.
So I don't know how they do it though. Okay, so here we go. Let's do the top 10 courtesy of Jungkook's Girl, Signs of Burnout, starting off at number 10 from Boy Bakal. Deadlines now are merely, quote, suggested dates to you to complete the task. Pag napagalitan, hindi sorry. Masok sa isang tenga, labas sa kabila. Very similar to the other one na parang, wala eh. Wala tayong magagawa eh. Eh di mali. Eh di sorry. That's all you can do.
That's good.
That's all you can do. And number 9 from Adobo Mix, mas matagal kang nasa pantry kesa sa workstation mo.
Alam mo, meron din naman kasi na hindi ka lang talaga sanay to, like, you find it hard to stay put. Because I remember working a little bit for our social media, so I had a table and everything, but I would almost never be there for like hours and hours. I would need to go somewhere, look at something, you know what I mean, because I'm not used to like a desk job, like kind being of, in front of a desk. So I would always need to take a little break just to get like the creative juices flowing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't think any of us have ever had like a desk kind of job.
Well, that was it for me.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Like a
I worked for a biochemical company.
Company?
Yeah. Company.
Company. Yes.
It's a company.
Para kasi
yung boss ko campy.
Campy. Nanay sabi ko.
Yes.
Nanay sabi mo.
Ganun din the other day. Yung parang
ayoko na.
Anyway, I said something similar. I did something parang
Anthony.
Parang Rosh Guard. Parang ganun. In this Narash.
Rosh Guard?
Rosh Guard. I said something the other day. But anyway. Number...
Yeah, so there. Yeah, I worked for one for a while. But it was a part-time thing. And I didn't last long because I couldn't handle sitting on a desk.
I can imagine.
Right?
And number 8 for Miss Anne Catalan. You go to bed tired and you wake up even more tired.
Mm.
Oh, that's not good. That is not good.
Maybe it's also the way you sleep. Maybe your pillows. Maybe your mattress.
Pwede rin naman.
Maybe. Diba? Minsan akala natin it's a mental thing when in fact it could just be a physical thing. You have to inspect kung may nagkakos ng ganong feeling.
And just going, just going back to that like whole, di ba like ayaw mong napipirme ka sa desk mo. Ang dami na ngayon, offices, especially in the States, they now have like standing desks.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That would suck more. I wouldn't want a standing desk.
Or siguro sana adjustable. Yung parang, ang dami na like, even like, I've seen a company on Facebook, you know, like those selling things that popped up, and I checked it out, and it was very interesting. So that you can, they sell tables, yung lalagyan ng laptops.
Yeah,
you know, so you can actually work standing up, and they say it's really like healthy.
Actually, for me, it's more on, I just don't know. Parang I get more, kasi my job then was actually to write. So for me, kasi I write best when I'm at home. You know what I mean? So I don't feel as productive when I'm not working in my own space. Kasi in my own space, siguro if I had my own office, ganun, parang my own element, then that's fine. But like when I'm around other people kasi and outside factors, parang di ako as zoned in on what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, I don't know. Maybe it comes with maturity as well.
Ayan, like si Nathaniel was saying, whether in common spaces for working in our office, you can like do it sa sofa, sa couches. Hindi siya yung traditional desk. Like a more like
that's
a...
That's true. They make they it seem have that.
Like... Kasi some people, like you said, are more comfortable with yung setup mo sa bahay, which is like sometimes you work from your couch.
Yeah.
So parang if you're more comfortable, they will supply those different... Parang,
di ba parang ano? Working Google spaces. And Facebook
yeah.
and stuff like that. That's how they treat their employees.
Yeah.
Oh, but
they
I think...
They allow them to have awesome, nice
parang
spaces.
Maganda, ultimately, it's about the output. You know what I mean? Because that's what's needed naman eh. Like, what are you producing? Diba? What are we getting from you? For me, it should be more that than focusing on like how many hours you spend in front of the computer.
Totoo.
On a desk. Right?
And number 7 naman from Green Andrew. Yung may narinig ka, tapos sabi mo, oh, what's that strange sound? Oh yeah, laughter. Oh look!
Hindi ka na natatawa?
Hindi, wala na. Wala nang ligaya sa buhay mo. Grabe.
Actually, that would suck so bad. Like at work, if you... Kasi I can imagine that kunyari yung tipong wala ka rin friend sa work. Hindi na nakakatawa yung trabaho mo. Wala ka pang katawanan during breaks or something like that, right?
Yeah. Can you...
I can't
so
even.
And number 6 from Victoriano, pag feeling mo, ambulansya yung sinasakyan mo papunta sa work. Like it's a regular car or maybe a jeepney or a bus, but that's how it feels like.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a different level altogether. Ugh. And number five from Maxim De Winter, nag-file ka ng leave. Pero hindi ka rin makarelax kasi iniisip mo yung natatambak na work dahil sa pag-leave mo.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's bad.
But I know a lot of people who do parang advance work before they go on leave para wala nga silang hahabulin when they come back.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea, right?
Yeah.
Hmm. It depends if you can do advanced work, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
There's some things you can't do.
Tsaka like, kasi like for example, for us, pag tayo nag-leave, wala, naka-leave lang tayo. Yung iba kasi, the nature of their job is, if you go on leave, para siyang hourglass, yung tumatambak yung trabaho mo, and it keeps going, even though you're not at work.
Yeah.
Tayo kasi we just don't board. Diba? That's it. Walang nai-imbak na work. So that's difficult. And number four from Archer Aguilar, nung may office mate kang nagsabi ng, uy, lalabas ako. Ano, may gusto ka pa? And then ang sagot mo, yes, pwede. Can you get me a will to live? Wow. Okay.
That's so... Hindi ko alam. I hope you're just being dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I'd freak out though if I were your office mate and you told me that. I'd freak out.
Exactly. You know what? Whenever I see people posting things like that, when they say certain things like about... And, you know, certain things like that, I will respond and ask them if they need someone to talk to.
Oh, that's nice.
I always do that. It's very important that they hear that there are people that they can talk to, even if they're just making drama. It's still part of really trying to reach out to these individuals.
Ako kasi my ano is like if I think I'm in a position to offer my help, I would. But it's not like for gets. Parang not for everyone. Kasi parang feeling ko kasi parang sometimes it's unwelcome.
Hindi. Kunyari ano, financial aid. Oh. Kunyari yon. Welcome naman. Lumayas siya. Linayasan niya kami.
Ano kasi, kaya mo na yan.
Ha?
Kaya mo yan. Go girl. You go girl. I'm your cheerleader.
I don't need a cheerleader.
And number three from Camilo, signs of burnout. Kapag ang hinihingi mo kay boss na bonus, hindi pera, kundi leaves. Like, don't pay me anything extra. Just let me go on more leaves. I'm good.
I mean.
Kasi sometimes there are work certain kinds of industries din na it's not about the money that they'll pay you. Even if leave without pay, hindi ka pinapayagan kasi they need you there. So it's kind of difficult when it's that kind of industry na kailangan ka lagi nandun and it's pahirapan talaga every time you need to go on leave. Hirap nun. That's really difficult.
Yeah.
And number two from Juice Blank, signs of burnout, when a promotion feels like an unwelcome attention from a stalker.
Oh.
Yeah, gets what gets. Yung parang, di ba ang stalker, parang we all like attention, right? But if it's from if it's unwelcome attention, we don't like it. It's the same thing with like a promotion. When you're not happy with your job, you should be technically happy because you've been promoted. But if you don't like the job, you're like, this is unwelcome. I don't want to get promoted.
How do you say no to that though?
Right? Lalo kung mataas yung bayad. Oh my gosh. And the top signs of burnout comes from Oh Yeah, That Girl.
Oh Yeah, That Girl says,
when I got called by HR and they had to remind me that stress balls are for squeezing, not to be thrown at people who make your life difficult at work. Alam mo yung nambabato ka na ng stress balls.
Oh.
Buti malambot yung stress balls.
Kasi sabihin mo, but it relieves me of my stress.
Just a bit, right?
Just a little bit. Tsaka malambot naman yun. Pero mabigat. Malambot na mabigat. Okay, what about us?
Ooh, signs of burnout.
Oh, sige. Ako,
no, when you just... Yeah. Oh, go.
Kasi ako, parang... You know, there's fatigue that's physical. Yeah, kulang ka sa tulog, or you've been working the whole day, you haven't had time to rest, and you feel tired. And you know how that feels.
Yeah.
And then there's the tired that comes from the non-physical tired. Like, you didn't really work hard, you had a good amount of sleep, but it's a legitimate kind of tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the kind of tired that you get from burnout. Not because you're overworked. Not because you've only had 2 hours of sleep. It's more of the, alam mo, parang, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very hard to describe. But I'm sure if you've ever experienced it, you know what I'm talking about.
You keep making excuses. You keep finding an excuse to not do what you need to do. Like, for example, I mean, I remember when I burnt out because I was very competitive when I was in high school for triathlon. And, you know, I was reaching the point where I could have been one of the best in the mm-hmm. Philippines in what I did because I started very young. I started at 12. But I reached the point where I was like, is this worth it? Should I continue doing this because I love it still? Or am I doing this because my parents want me to do this?
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know, is this what I want to do in life? Or do I want to be a performer? I want to be a singer, which is what I love, which is what I really enjoy doing.
See, that's what I'm saying. Diba? Parang it's not so much the physical pagod of actually training, but if your heart's no longer into it, parang it becomes
just
infinitely harder.
And you act out. Like, for example, I never used to go out. I always used to train, whatever. And then when I reached 17, 18, I was just like, F it. I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna party, I'm gonna have fun, I'm gonna enjoy myself. It's my, you know, the last few years of my teenage life,
oh,
right?
Very sex education.
Mm.
The swimmer started drinking, yeah.
Right?
I think for me, when you take out your frustration on innocent people and you let it affect your relationship with everyone at work. Like, kasi I remember specifically, based on experience, I wasn't the one going through a burnout, but like someone I know. And suddenly that person just became super distant. Like super cold and distant. And like seemed bitchy even. And like I was just left wondering, like, okay, what's going on? And then from what I gathered, that person was just, you know, feeling unhappy with work. So parang collateral damage lang everyone around that person. Na parang, ah, okay, so it's not me. I didn't do anything. You're not like specifically mad at me. But it felt that way. And I think if that happens, na yun nga, parang you're just taking your anger like on everyone else, taking it out on everyone else, diba? It means siguro parang hindi ka na masaya with what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because kasi parang even, collateral damage ka na.
Yun nga eh. You can't even like be polite to your coworkers or you can't, I mean, not even like nice or friendly, diba? Kahit man lang be cordial when you find yourself unable to do that, then I think, yeah, maybe it's time for a little break, right? So, yeah, that's my answer. There you go.
We all
gave our
answers. I know, right? At saka it's perfect to talk about it on a Monday.
On a Monday.
Usually for people who are burnt out, that's when it hits you the hardest. Kasi nga parang,
Mondays are the worst.
I just came from a weekend. Do I really have to? Pero yeah. But at least we talked about it. Maybe that's the first step. And thank you for joining us.
We're gonna stop talking, so
at
we can
ng matutulog.
Go home and get
some
sleep.
Go get some rest, Hazel.
Go get some sleep. Good night.
Bye. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.